Welcome to the Spirituality Redefined podcast. I'm your host, Emma Del Rey. Together, we will define what spirituality means to you by exploring different tools and avenues to create and sustain your connection to yourself and the universe. Let's do this.
Welcome back to season two of the Spiritually Redefined podcast. I'm your host, Emma Del Rey, and this episode is to share with you really my intention for this season, my vision, so to speak, and let you know what to expect as you continue. So, honestly, probably a couple months ago at this point, I was listening to a podcast by Alina Brower, and she was talking to someone, interviewing someone, who also happened to be a very dear friend and someone who was very influential, everyone's alive, who is very influential in her life. And I was just like listening to this and, you know, the woman she was interviewing was just awesome and does great things in the world and was sharing a lot of wisdom, but it was also listening to their connection and their love for each other and their support of each other and, you know, the little bit and pieces of their journey as friends coming out, like, it warmed my heart so, so much. And it gave me this idea. Why don't I do that? Why don't I interview my friends and share my love for them and what they mean to me and, you know, share them with the world, not from... And this is the other half of my intention, not from a, you know, most of my friends happen to be entrepreneurs. Even the friends that I haven't met in the online space, you know, not just to talk about their business or what they do in the world and what their purpose is, although that is greatly important. And I will link all of their important things so you can find them if you feel called, but to go beyond that and say, you know, share them with the world because there's so much more to these women than what they do. And we get really trapped in what we do. You know, we have to market ourselves. We have to sell ourselves. We have to do that, especially when you're running a business in the online space. You have to do all these things. And I think the more I've pulled myself kind of out of that hamster wheel, and it's not that for everyone. You are going to look at most of these people are women who are running their businesses still in the online space very successfully. It's just something that's taken me a long time to admit is it's just not what works for me. And I'm going to pause for a second and just sit with that because, God, that really took me a long time to admit out loud. But even to really know inside of myself, I mean, ran my business very consistently for about 2 years before I could even admit that I didn't want to do it that way. I want to help people. I want to serve people. I want to help people heal. All the intentions that I've ever had are the same. But the way that I want to do that, being on social media, it's just, it isn't the way. I'm not sure I know what the way is. But, you know, sometimes you got to know what it isn't to figure out what it is. But anyway, all these women do run these amazing businesses. But what is behind that? What is the person behind that? And why would I want to share them? Not as so-and-so, the business owner and the entrepreneur and the coach or creative, but as a person, as my friend, as this person I love deeply and who's touched my life. So that's a little bit of what you're going to hear in these conversations. I'm recording this before it's all said and done, so I don't know the order. But I do know there is an episode where I had my boyfriend interview me because I wanted, the Leo in me wanted to sit in the hot seat and be asked some of the questions I asked these guests. And had that table flipped on me because I've gone through a lot in the last couple months. And I wanted to highlight some of that. I don't think we talked about anything that I thought we would talk about, but as with every podcast, I just set the intention that was meant to come through well. And for me, it was such a healing experience because I got to remember I was still in here and all the things that I did believe. Like, I know it's true. And I've had a lot of a hard time knowing what's true, thinking I didn't know what's true, or I didn't know what my spiritual beliefs were, or who I was when it came to spirituality. And he asked me those questions, and I took them slowly, but I knew the answers. So there's that to look forward to. But second part of this season that I'm releasing as a whole is really wanting to break a little bit of the norm, break a little bit of the just stereotypical way podcast is done, particularly in the coaching industry. I was talking to my boyfriend about this. I was like, you know, how all the podcasts go. And I described to him what I thought I wanted. And he was like, oh, so a normal podcast. And I was like, oh, right. The way we do things in the coaching industry, or the way things are done in the coaching industry, is not like everything else in the world. So really not centering it around what these women do. I introduce them, which you listen to some podcasts and they'll introduce people, but you can tell that they're straight up reading that person's bio. And I mean, I've ran a podcast where last season I interviewed, again, my friends, but as entrepreneurs and, you know, as an opportunity to promote themselves and share what they're doing in the world. And I've been on many podcasts, so I know that's how this works. And there's something about that that has always felt ugh to me. I know, again, as entrepreneurs, we have to be promoting ourselves and sharing ourselves and all these things. It's just, you know, I value authentic, honest conversation. And there's just something about starting that way with predetermined answer of who you are and what you do. It just feels so... The only word I can think of is icky. Excuse me while I sip my, I don't even know what to call this, concoction. It's just something inside of it does not feel good to me. So all these podcasts start by me introducing the guests, except obviously where Bobby introduces me, but what do they mean to me? Why do I love them? You know, why do I want to share them with the world? And what have they taught me? All of these people are my good friends, yes, but they are some of my greatest teachers. You know, there's teachers that we have that are outside of our circle that we're maybe connected to through social media or connected through, you know, some sort of form, but they're not, you know, we're not texting them about our boy problems or this thing that's going on, or that thing. It's this kind of removed teacher, which is an amazing thing because of social media that we have that, and we can connect with people who truly speak to us. But I think we forget that the greatest teachers and leaders and people we value are the ones that we hold close to us and speak to almost every day. And aren't maybe, you know, big deals. I mean, all these women are big deals in their own right, for sure. But, you know, they may not have 6 million followers and be and all of these things. I just, there's something about that that has always, I will say it this way. I have always tried to align with that because that seems like the path. And in my very early days, starting my own business, that is what I was told was the path and the goal. And I'm very susceptible to information. And it's not my greatest, it's definitely one of my greatest weaknesses. And we all are. But I'm very aware that I am, which is part of why I'm not on social media right now, because it was so hard to be on and not be susceptible and to not listen. Like, it's almost like a very subconscious thing that that information I was taking in was getting processed, and I didn't even really know that it was impacting me and shifting decisions until a really long time of doing it. But anyway, at the beginning, that's really what was preached, all this, you know, the massive success. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we have to be really honest with ourselves about what we want and how we're going to get there. And a lot of it we don't know. But we can hold a vision in our heads and in our minds of what is that going to look like? What feels good and what makes you happy? And if that's being on social media, for whatever reasons, some of you listening, I know, are entrepreneurs, some of you may not be, then do that. If that's, I don't know. It's just really about being honest. What makes you happy? What do I really want in this life? And acknowledging that there's human desires. There are things that the human needs and wants and is welcome to have. You know, it has desires placed on its human heart, but there's also things your soul came here to do. And how do you have both? And not let one get in the way of the other. And acknowledge that maybe some of the humanness is what you need for the soul to really have what it needs or begin to create and expand the way that it needs to. I feel like that has been the journey, is so denying my human. This is not just an intro episode anymore. This is me just talking. You're welcome. But a little bit of where I'm at, I think, will infuse with this season will become. I've recorded a few episodes at this particular moment of this recording. But where I've been at, and something I had to realize in the past couple months, is I was, over the past 2 years, really denying the human. I couldn't admit that I wanted a relationship, or how that important that was to me, or a family, or those are really the two big things. But, and even really going back to school, I always knew that I would end up in counseling. I just think there, when I started coaching, I really, really wanted something that I didn't have to go back to school for. I had just left law school. I was a year out from law school. I was like swearing up and down that I was not going to go back to school, not even for financial reasons. I just didn't want to do it. I wanted to live. I wanted to move on. I didn't want to be in school. But I always knew I would go back. Deep, deep down, and admitting those things to myself, and then taking the time to create those things. I might cry. Versus just trying to push to what still feels like not the end goal, you know, not like the end of my life, but something that is going to happen anyway. I think I will go back on social media at some point in a very different way. I think I will go back to some of what I was doing in a very different way. But really honoring that for me, and I will not say this is for everyone, I don't know, the human really had to come first. And what have I done in the past couple months? Focused on my relationship, focused on my family, which right now is just Bobby and our dog, but you know, letting myself have that and realizing that meant prioritizing that and prioritizing our relationship, which needs always, all relationships always need work because people are going, but it needed attention. It needed to continue to be what it has become. It needed its own time in its own right. And just honoring that desire to go back to school, and that was and is still very hard for me to admit, to carry through with, to honor, because I just want to be successful. And it's not out yet, but it will be out. I did a podcast with Rachel Symington, who will also be in this season. She talked about what success means. And I've really changed that. And when I just said it in that moment, I could feel the old definition of success, which is money, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, being out there and being big and being expansive and, you know, having this platform and all these things. And that's great. But I really had to be honest and say, what does success feel like? It's taking care of me and my family and honoring that need and that desire and going back to school and the small moments of healing that have happened, and the big moments, there's been lots of big moments, but the small moments of being present and healing and seeing a pattern, you know, not happen in a moment where it so would have in the past, the small things, that feels like success. And those big things, I know they will come. You know, those are my soul's desires. My soul wants to expand and help and serve in this really massive way. And there has been kind of, I don't know if it's an inner child or just a part of myself, but someone inside of me kind of like pulling the ropes back on that, as if you were riding a horse and, you know, stopping the horse. I don't know equestrian language, but you know, the three times I've ridden a horse, stopping the horse dead in its tracks and be like, no. There's been something inside of me that's been like, this first, these things first. And it's why, in my opinion, I haven't been successful in the way I want to, because I know it's for me. I know those things are coming. But I also think I'd admit, you know, again, a very human thing of, this is not the way I want to do it. The way I've been pushing myself and working and trying to achieve through is not the way I want to get to where I know I will eventually end up. Sip. My point in sharing that with you is a message that's just really been big for me is, it's okay to be where you are. It is okay to not know. 2020 has been a year for all of us. And the more I talk to people, the more I realize it's not just about what has happened in the world, in the collective, in the United States, wherever you are in your country. It's really also had its own personal twist for everyone, I feel like. You know, it's brought up these things and things have changed and all these things that we've had to address. And it's been a hard year. So wherever you are, it's okay. And if you don't know where you're going or how you're going to get there, it's really all allowed. I have since kind of pulling back from my business and social media to meet my financial needs, have taken a job nannying because I love kids. And I apparently say that is allowed a lot to this 5-year-old. And he asked me why do you say that's allowed? What does that mean? Why do you say that? And there's a very deep reason of like, well, nobody ever gave me permission to do anything as a child, so I want to give you that. But it's okay. Like, there's just no, you know, you want to do this, you want to color, you want to feel angry, you want to have that snack, you want to make it that simple. I'm talking about him, but if that applies to you, like, you're allowed. Giving yourself permission. And as a kid, you are taught to look to adults for permission. And giving him that permission to say what you need and what you want, that's okay. And if you don't know what you want or you don't know how to do something, that's okay too. You don't know where you're going, it's really okay, and you will figure it out. A few months ago, I had no idea. I still feel like I don't know. There's a part of me that doesn't know, even though I'm, you know, almost in graduate school and have stepped forward in a lot of ways and have really accepted the fact that I'm not going back to work in the way that I was for probably a while, and letting that be okay. Shame and blame and anger and resentment and all the feelings that come with not knowing where you are and what you're doing and maybe who you are and all the uncertainty. It's just, what can you give yourself to make that a little bit better? Because you can't force the answers. You can't force the timeline. You can't force yourself to be where you're going to be in 7 years. You can't. You can't. When things are meant to happen, they will happen. I encourage you to believe in that. You don't have to, but I encourage you to believe in that. And while you're waiting for that time, don't wait. Be where you are and really give yourself grace and compassion. And talk to yourself like someone you love. I know that's something you may have heard or maybe you haven't, but really, really, really right now, that is so important. Because if you can talk to yourself like someone you love, you can talk to other people like someone you love, right? How you do one thing is how you do everything. And usually how you do those things starts with how you do those things with self. So be kind to yourself. Love yourself. Because really, the part of you that doesn't know, the part of you that doesn't feel safe or seen or heard or scared or blah, 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 all the things, that part of you probably isn't your age. You know, something my therapist has really greatly taught me in the past couple months is asking myself who is in control. You know, how old am I feeling right now? Oh, I feel like I'm 4. Okay, what does that 4-year-old need? And in a way, dividing and remembering that there is a 12. By the time you're listening to this, I will most likely be 26. There is a 26-year-old me who isn't really afraid of these things, who doesn't really have these fears. But there's a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, whatever, all these different ages inside of me that when things happen, she gets scared or mad or angry and she needs something. She also needs to know, or he needs to know, depending on your sex, needs to know that it doesn't need to be in charge, doesn't need to be in control. But it needs what it needs. And you, the bigger self, the all-encompassing self, the 26-year-old self, the whatever age you are self, needs to be able to give your inner child that, or whatever part of you that is speaking or asking for attention. So do that, because it really helps. And it helps you realize that, yeah, they're just different parts of you functioning. And different parts of you need different things. The adult version of you probably isn't worried about X, Y, and Z, but the inner child, the kid version of you, who maybe never got what she wanted or never felt like she was heard or was punished for X, Y, and Z, she might need to know something. She might need to hear something. She might need something. She may not know that it's okay and that everything's going to be all right. And she needs you to tell you that. So that's one way you can speak to yourself with grace and compassion and love. Because she or he, that inner child of yours, those parts of yourself, they're always there. They're always functioning. But particularly when things get hard, when things are uncertain, as they are right now in so many ways for all of us, probably need a little extra love. And that is going to can come from other people, which is lovely and grand and great. But what you really need, what is really going to nourish the soul, is you giving yourself that love. So be kind. Love yourself. I hope you enjoy this season. It is definitely where my heart. It's where my heart's at. And I am really thrilled to share this with you. So go on and listen. Talk to you soon.